Gumagubinago ng pandemya ang buhay ng maraming tao. Sa trabaho bilang marketing manager at events coordinator, umiikot ang mundo ng 28 anyos na si Patricia Santiago. Kaliwat kana ng mga okasyon at selebrasyon na kanyang siniserbisyohan. At minsan, wala na siyang natitirang pahinga at oras sa sarili. Bukod sa pagod, nakababa din ang kumpiyansa ni Patricia sa sarili ang hindi patas na pagtingin sa trabaho sa mga tulad niyang iba ang kulay.
I noticed your normal Aussies, they advance a lot quicker than myself. And I felt like I had to prove every single time that I could do it. I'm good at this. And I know I was good at it. I know what I was doing was more than others. But because I come from a different background, it was that played as a disadvantage for me. It doesn't help when you walk in the room, everyone stares at you because I'm a little bit different.
Dito na siya nakaranas ng pagka-burnout o ayon sa World Health Organization ay karaniwang nararanasan ng mga empleyadong nasasagad sa trabaho, dumadanas ng stress at kawalan ng gana sa mga gawain. Sa pag-aaral ng Stanford University, sinasabing karaniwang nagdudulot ng aksidente, hindi pagiging produktibo at pagkakasakit ang sobrang pagtatrabaho. Dahil sa karanasan, kasabay na rin ang pagtumal ng mga events nang pumasok ang COVID-19 sa bansa, nagdesisyon si Patricia na lumipat ng industriya. Dito niya naisipang mag-apply bilang isang driver ng tram. Masusi niyang pinag-aralan ang pagmamaneho nito at kalaunan nagustuhan niya ang trabaho. Hindi man kasing glamoroso ng dating posisyon, malaki naman daw ang naitulong nito sa kanyang mental health.
You know what, growing up, mental health wasn't something that was discussed or was put importance in. And that's why I let myself stay in my previous career because I kept pushing it away, even though it was completely destroying me. But now I've put such a big importance to it that this job now, I still wouldn't go back because I am a lot better mentally than I was before. This job has just given me so much more opportunities in not career, but life. And that's something that I will never, ever change.
Masaya man sa trabaho, humarap pa rin sa ilang diskriminasyon si Patricia, lalo na mula sa mga pasaherong minamaliit ang kanyang kakayahan.
I've had a couple of drunks on my tram that were quite loud and abusive. But because I've also done nightclubs, as in I've worked for nightclubs, I've had that previous experience of knowing how to deal with them. The one with abuse, usually these people, it's drug-related or mental health related. I try to understand that. But sometimes when they do come wanting a fight, I'm just like, no, I'm not having it today. I'm not letting you on. The hard part is when they start going, they get up on my tram and they look at me, oh, you're a woman. I want an Australian. That hurts. These people don't have anyone else to take their anger out on. So sometimes I just let it be. I try to block it out because at the end of the day, I have a service to provide. There's only one time where I did say, because someone asked for a male driver, and I just said, well, you can wait for the next tram because unfortunately, I'm a woman. That's not changing anytime soon. And they looked at me and the guy goes, you can speak English? In or out, that's it. I'm not tolerating this.
Pero sa bawat biyahe at ikot ng kanyang minamanehong tram, mas napatunayan ng Pinay na walang makakapigil sa sinuman na nais magtagumpay sa kahit anong hanap buhay. Kaya ngayon, bukod sa ipinagmamalaking trabaho, masaya at magaan ang loob ni Patricia na nababalanse ang kanyang oras para sa mga bagay na mahalaga sa kanya.
I say this to people who ask me, would you go back? You know, surely tram driving isn't a forever thing. And I just tell them, no, this is a forever thing. I can see myself retiring here. This is the first job where I've seen people last longer than 9 months. Some people have been here for 30 years, 40 years, and it's mind-blowing. I can't take a tram home. I can't take the passengers home. I literally can't take that stress home. I have to leave it the moment I turn off a tram. And it's great. I'm not going to lie, this job pays great. It's more than I'll ever need. So I want to pay that forward. And the Philippines is obviously very close to my heart. But the the causes there is also something that I want to be a part of. So that's the major change I see. I see myself helping, going there back, going home a lot more. Because in my previous careers, I had to plan my leave around events, around shows, around certain things. And now I can do that whenever I want. So getting to spend more time and exploring my original home.
Binago rin ang trabahong ito ang kanyang pananaw sa buhay. Nakita ni Patricia ang halaga ng oras para sa sarili at nagkaroon ng mas malalim na pakahulugan sa tagumpay.
So my idea of success now is being happy personally and career-wise, being able to spend enough time with my family while making enough money to live comfortably, and just being able to do what I want to do. Before COVID, success to me was all about the status, how I can move up in a company, how the highest level of job title I could get. And I think we glamorize overworking sometimes. I've tried that. I didn't like it. Having a title is great. Getting to the higher ups in the company is great. But living your life is a lot better, and you got to find work that will allow that.
At iyan ang binuong panayam ni Nikki Gregorio na ginawa ng ulat at artikulo na mababasa sa aming website. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.